An Alliance man is headed to prison for the stabbing death of a Smith Township woman. 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham was sentenced today to 25 years to life by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio. Cunningham pleaded guilty to aggravated murder August 7th. Court records say 44-year-old Gina Wade was stabbed to death at her home on Courtney Road in October 2023. Wade was found by a 12-year-old niece. Cunningham was arrested about a month later. He was found incompetent to stand trial, then later ruled competent. A Pike Township man will spend 6 to 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to child pornography charges. 31-year-old Ryan Robinson was sentenced by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett after he pleaded guilty last month to 15 felony counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. Prosecutors say the offenses occurred between June 2024 and May 2025, including the possession of thousands of obscene images and videos involving minors. Robinson was also accused of providing obscene material to a 13-year-old or undercover officers posing as juveniles. He must register as a Tier 2 sex offender. The Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly crash in Paris Township after a tree fell onto a moving vehicle. The wreck occurred around 5:30 Saturday afternoon on Route 30 near Milepost 28. 35-year-old Bridget Reagan of Minerva was westbound when the tree fell from a wooded area north of the road and struck her SUV. Reagan was pronounced dead at the scene. A Canton man is scheduled for arraignment today in Alliance Municipal Court on a felonious assault charge. 22-year-old Trayron Roby allegedly punched Jameson Clark in the eye August 10th at a home on South Haines Avenue in Alliance. Police say Clark lost consciousness for about 2 minutes and was taken to Alliance Community Hospital, where he was diagnosed with a concussion. Roby was arrested Sunday on a warrant. ODOT says nearly $8.8 million is being invested in 17 safe routes to school projects across Ohio, including one in Canton. Glenwood Intermediate School will get nearly $775,000 for a new sidewalk along 44th Street Northwest, a mid-block crossing with a refuge island and flashing beacon, and a walkway to the school. The project is in the detailed design phase, with construction expected in 2029. Lisbon officials are considering how to pay for nearly $770,000 in repairs needed to reopen the city's swimming pool next summer. In a Facebook post, Mayor Pete Wilson says testing found problems with the skimmer and leaks in the nearly 70-year-old pool walls. The city has $150,000 in grant funding, but needs more money or could complete the work in phases. The Parks Committee will discuss the project tomorrow. A former Strong Manufacturing Company building in Sebring is being demolished, clearing 4.5 acres for future development. The building at 221 West Georgia Avenue dates to 1912 and later housed Press Weld and has sat vacant for years. The $640,000 project includes asbestos removal, demolition, and site cleanup. Officials hope to attract new businesses and jobs. State Senator Al Catrona of Canfield plans to introduce legislation restricting how government agencies use flock safety camera data. The Republicans' proposal would ban sharing the information with third parties and limit storage to 10 days instead of the current 30. Misusing the data for personal reasons could become a fourth-degree felony. Several Mahoning Valley police agencies use the cameras. A Texas man accused in an Austin Town shooting has been indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury. 36-year-old Certain Elman faces 2 counts of felonious assault and a firearm specification. Police allege he shot 33-year-old Thomas Crump of Austin Town in the stomach April 7th along Mahoning Avenue. Crump says he lost his leg because of the shooting and had to give up his MMA career. Elman has been held on $75,000 bond. A Youngstown man says he was hit by a car and robbed of several hundred dollars in cash. Police were called Thursday afternoon to Tampa and East Indian Avenues on the south side. The man says 2 people chased him through several backyards, caught him, and threatened to beat him up. Police say the suspects took his cash but left his wallet and phone. An investigation is ongoing. The trial for 2 men accused of killing a postal worker in Warren could be delayed up to 30 days. Jury selection for 46-year-old Thomas Sledge and 25-year-old Caprice Sledge was scheduled to begin today in Cleveland Federal Court. They are accused of killing Jonte Davis in March 2024 while he was making deliveries. Defense attorneys requested the delay after new evidence was disclosed. Closed. Prosecutors are not objecting. A Trumbull County man was in court Tuesday to face multiple internet sex crime charges. 19-year-old Vincent Malone pleaded not guilty to 17 counts of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor and 3 counts of illegal use of a minor in a nudity-oriented performance. Howland police received a tip last November from Ohio's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Malone was arrested June 3rd and remains free on $350,000 bond under electronically monitored house arrest. He was indicted by a Trumbull County grand jury earlier this month. After a 7-month shutdown, Ultium Cells in Lordstown is restarting electric vehicle battery production today. About 1,400 workers are expected to be back on the job. More than 1,000 employees were laid off in January when Ultium paused production because of lower-than-expected EV demand. Some workers returned to the plant in July ahead of the full restart. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.